Reading. Are punishments leaving you bruised or injured? Do you often get punished without understanding why? Is anybody touching you in a way that makes you feel uncomfortable? Is anybody trying to force you to have sex? Are you kicked out of the house or left alone for days at a time? When you are abused, how do you get help? If your parent abuses you, tell someone what is happening. This is the first step toward making things better. Think of an adult you trust. Maybe that is your teacher, school nurse, coach, or doctor. Ask them to talk privately with you. Explain what has been happening. Ask them to help you, and your parent gets help. Your parent may not realize it and need help. It is not easy to ask for help, but you can do it. It can be hard to tell other people about problems in your family. It takes a lot of courage. But it is important to keep telling until somebody believes you and helps you. Child abuse is when a parent injures a child on purpose. It is also abuse if a step-parent or someone else in the family hurts a child. It is a parent's job to protect children from being hurt by anyone in the family. Spanking is not abuse. But if a child is injured when the parent spanks her or him, then that is abuse. Sometimes parents use words that hurt. When they do that all the time, that can be child abuse too. Neglect means not taking care of a child. Children need food and clothing. They need someone to watch out for them and be sure they are safe. They need to see a doctor when they are sick or hurt. Parents need to be sure that their children have the things they need to stay healthy and safe. It is never right for a child to be hurt. It is never right for a child not to be taken care of. Whatever the reason might be, children who are abused need help, and parents who hurt their children need help too. Parents, as well as children, need help to solve their problems.